too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the NTF number 90 season preview, I guess. So, I guess this is appropriate. Yes, getting predictable in my old age. I don't care. All right, so yes, with me today, we have a full house, actually. We have Simon in England. How are you, sir?
Hot.
Yes.
Like the rest of Europe, probably pretty hot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in the worst sense of the word, probably as well. But hey, such is life.
Hanging there.
Yep.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah, I've been sort of busy doing festivals and stuff. So yeah, I've got a little window in between two here. So I'm back.
Living the best life.
Trying to, yeah.
Awesome.
Good to have you. In the heat.
Yes. We have Rebecca in Berlin. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Kind of melting, as we all are. But I'm excited to talk about the new season and about our new jerseys. Because let's be honest, that's mainly why I'm here, to talk about jerseys.
Yes, I was going to say,
obviously,
one thing is more exciting to talk about than the other. So,
training camp. Yeah. Training camp. She went to training camp.
I can give you like a sweet sentence summary, because we barely did anything related to Hertha. But I can tell you about my great holiday. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We'll get back to that. Yeah, for sure. Welcome back. We have Jan in Berlin. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah.
No. It's all that good, eh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, that's the enthusiasm we are looking for here.
It's hot, and my wife has vetoed my plan to drive to Karlsruhe on Saturday.
Why?
My friends are moving from Hamburg to Karlsruhe, and a friend of mine lives close to Karlsruhe, and he wants to give us his espresso machine.
Okay.
So I would have killed two birds with one stone.
That, I mean, okay, so we only know your side of the story, but that seems kind of reasonable. So what's the problem?
Oh, it's a 6.5-hour drive one way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could meet us who are there to watch the Karlsruhe match. Maybe that'll convince her.
I'm not really sure of that.
But like...
Yeah, I'm sold, but I don't think that would...
Does the coffee machine fit inside a train car?
It's 24 kilograms. It would fit, but
not ideal, but manageable.
Oh, come on, man.
No. Well, okay. Hit the gym.
Also, then I would have to take the train from Karlsruhe to Speyer, which is really horrible.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Okay, so sorry for your loss, I guess.
Keep drinking mediocre coffee.
Yes. Welcome back. We have fellow Canadian Joel in Ottawa. How are you, sir?
Hello. Good, thanks. Just bought my Magdeburg tickets, so I'm pleased.
Yes.
Woo.
Condolences, I guess.
It's not Bielefeld.
Oh, good.
True.
You get a therapy voucher with each ticket. It's fine.
And you're going to need it.
Unfortunately, it's Jan who shows up when you cash in the voucher. So, and it's purple vest.
Pull yourself
you know?
Together. Snap out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave
why
that
are you being like this?
Hanging in the air like a bad fart. Okay, so.
Speaking of which,
season preview for Hertha. Yes, I have a few questions, and actually someone who ideally should have been with us this morning, Ed Zelaski. What we will do is I sent him those questions, and ideally he should get back to us with his own answers that we will splice somewhere inside this episode. So, yes. Okay. So we might as well ask a, general question, kind of case the joint a little bit. How optimistic are you regarding this upcoming season? We can start with Simon. What do you think?
Not really. Not very optimistic at all, really. okay. Yeah, chances of promotion, I think, is minimal. I'm just kind of hoping that it'll be a fun season to watch, so we can actually sort of play quite nicely and at least you get a bit of a buzz out of the games. You know, do I think we're going to do great things? Probably not, but you know, hey, Vienna, you've got to live in hope, haven't you?
Yes, because that's all we have left.
Yes, indeed. You know? It's the last thing to die.
Yes, exactly. Rebecca, what do you think?
I actually kind of am excited / optimistic, not for going up. I don't think that's going to happen, but I like the general changes that are happening around the team, because to me it feels like that could finally be or become like a long-term strategy. And I like that because it feels like we've been missing that for ages. So I'm kind of optimistic.
That's more people leaving.
I'm kind of optimistic about like what's being done, but I don't think it's going to pay off this season or like even necessarily the next.
Yeah, we have to look further or down the road. Sorry.
Jesus.
What did you say, Joel? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Or the next, I heard.
Yes.
Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Jan, what do you think?
About the men's season, I really don't. I think when we were projected to finish first or second with the most expensive squad in the league, we did nothing, and now we got rid of dead weight. I don't really trust that Lytle is the right guy, but I'm pretty excited about the new assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to a few of his podcasts, so at least he knows some stuff. And for the women's, I just hope they can bounce back from their 0-3 defeat at Bochum last Sunday.
Mm. Yes. We might go back to that. Joel, what do you think?
I taste promotion. No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, rebellions are built on hope. I don't know. No, I mean, same, you know, I mean, what are we?
Speaking of which, today is the premiere of season 4 of Ted Lasso. Speaking of hope.
Oh, okay. Yes. Belief, guys, belief.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the last one?
It's a new one because he always had the three, he had this three season arc like Star Wars,
okay,
like the original trilogy, and now they the last episode they had this little thing in the end, they just showed what everybody was doing, and Rebecca and Keely had the like this concept for a women's team.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's coming back to coach the women's team.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm always worried about like three season arcs, and then you know you add on another season. It feels like, you know, squeezing the lemon a little bit more.
Yeah, but it's kind of a relaunch with a totally different. I mean, there's some people who's still there, but most of the people are not there anymore. Most of the players are gone.
Okay.
The coaches are still there. Even Nate is gone. So,
okay.
I keep an open mind.
Mm. Okay.
As with the Hatter men's season.
One of the strengths of that program was the characters and things in it. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they sort of develop, you know, different characters that can hold you.
Yeah, but I mean, they did character writing so amazingly well in the first three seasons that, like, if there was any show right now that I'd trust to do that again with a much or less completely new cast, it is Ted Lasso, actually. Mm. So I'm excited. Like, I'm going to watch it later in the day. And we'll see how much I'm going to cry because the Ted Lasso
We're all more excited for the Ted Lasso season than the upcoming Hatha season, it sounds like.
I didn't say that.
I could just hear it in everyone's voice, to be honest. the listeners will hear how excited everyone is for Ted Lasso and then not.
I watched the Hot Ones versus with Juno Temple and Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
Patrick reminds me of the guy from Hot Ones. I'll call you Sean from now on.
Okay.
How's Kiki?
It's because of Patrick's excellent hard-hitting questions, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
Zoom.
Because that's what it is for me. That's
I don't know.
The sexiness
how,
as well.
I don't know how to take that, but I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. All right. Okay. So yeah, let's finally look at the elephant in the room, Hertha's upcoming season. Their first match is against
Bochum as well.
Yes. Friday, is that it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Friday evening.
Opening thingy.
Okay. All right.
Away.
Yes, that's true. Okay. So, yeah, we have six questions. First one. And this, let's make it a free for all. You know, no need to go to, you know, every one of you specifically. Question one. Hertha sold Eichhorn, Reze and Ernst around 22, 23 million incoming money in one window. Are you happy with that outcome and those numbers?
It's 25.5 and yes.
Oh,
okay.
Especially, I mean, 5 million for Ernst, who we got for free, I imagine. Or maybe, I didn't think that we would ever get any money for Cuisance.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which is pretty much a win-win because he goes on to play Champions League for Lens.
Mm-hmm.
And 3.5 is okay, and we paid 600k for him.
I think so. So yeah, I mean it kind of sucks to see him go because he gave us some really good moments, but
not enough was moments. A
bit inconsistency, yeah.
And I personally drove Reze and his fiance to Wolfsburg.
Did you rent a Volkswagen for that?
Yeah, of course I got it from work. It's I got a Volkswagen E-Tech for free.
Jesus.
Okay. Well, I wish. Maybe Ines, maybe Ines can hook us up.
Right. Sounds good. So yeah, guys, happy with the results or?
I mean, everybody's crying about, we lose all this class, but I mean, we had the most expensive squad in the league for 3 years now, or at least 2 years, and still they couldn't hack it, so I say fuck it.
And like now we are like school in the summer, no class.
Oh shit, that's a clip for today's episode. All right,
I mean, okay. Guram has scored some screamers in the...
Yeah.
Maybe we could ask our correspondent from Austria.
But I didn't see a single one of the test matches in Austria. So.
Hanover?
No. Like, the organization and, like, logistic around it sucked.
Sure, so Hertha. I can't believe that. Not of Hertha. No. You must be exaggerating.
Yeah, extremely. So, I actually didn't see any of the matches. So,
but the practice, you did some practices?
I did watch two practices. Not that impressive. Like
on brand.
No, yes. What I mean by that, it's like you watch, like, I don't know, 20, 30 men do some dribbling drill for like 20 minutes. Like, I'm sure if you care more about like tactics and like are more into coaching, you can take something out of that. I just see footballers dribbling a ball, like
tripping on their shoelaces, skying every penalty.
No. If you want to see a bunch of men dribbling, you can go into any Kneiper in Berlin and you'll be away.
I'm not sure if like two training sessions are gonna give me like any hint about making predictions for the season because, yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Forgot it. Sorry. I had something great.
Oh, okay.
We believe you.
Yeah, yes. edit that out. It'll come back later, Jan. Don't worry.
That was on the practices.
That's gone forever.
Oh, yeah. On the plus side, we have the best player availability in the last 4 years.
No, that's true. And didn't...
knock on wood.
Either Lytle or someone else said there were like four open spots, basically.
Yeah, the youth players. Okay. Yes, that's like a new one of the like things around that they are changing, that they are apparently reserving four spots in the squad for academy players and not just players who at one point were in the academy, because that could just be like a 30-year-old who 15 years ago was in the academy, but like actual like academy players who are playing, I suppose, like under 19, under 23 right now, who at least like get to train with the pros and like be in the match day squad.
Yeah, match day squad, because everybody trains with them, but the match day squad thing is the thing.
But it's not a guarantee like that any of them will play or will play a lot. Okay. So, but
are there any names that stood out so far? Or
Ndi, Guram?
Yeah.
What about was Hildebrand there?
I think he was, yeah, but I believe he played the last two match days with the under 23. So I believe he's back down to that. But then again, and I might be wrong about this, but I believe he was injured last season, Hildebrand, and it was like something more serious, like not just 2 weeks or something like that. So it might just be that, like, for the start of the season, they're giving him, like, some playtime in the fourth tier before making him one of those, like, academy squad players. That could be.
Okay. Joel, you haven't said much regarding this question so far. What do you think? Are you happy with the outgoings?
Money good. Yeah, sure. I mean, no, whatever. It is what it is. I guess we needed a change, right? We needed of some kind, I think, because, yeah, these players haven't done anything for us and we pay them a lot of money. So I don't know. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily feel good either, but I'm not devastated in a sense, because like, I do believe some larger change was needed. So I guess we'll just have to roll with it anyway. I mean, but at least it helps our financials. So, we'll take that out of it, I guess.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Financially right now, you know, we've patched a few holes. We are not out of the woods yet, but it's an improvement, or we are still like, it's still, you know, a crisis, full-on crisis financially. Oh shit, okay. Never mind that question. Okay. Question number two. Let's
move on. Moving on swiftly.
Yes, moving on, yes. Fourth season in the second division, Lytle kept on. What would success look like this year for Hertha? I mean, promotion, obviously, but let's try and, you know...
Champions League. Cup win. Doesn't the cup winner go to the Champions League directly?
No, not
domestic
anymore,
cup,
I
don't think.
Yeah. Oh, they go to the Europa League, yeah. Yeah,
League. But I don't even know if that's directly or if it puts you in one of the, like,
the qualifiers,
playoff
yeah.
rounds.
Yeah.
So,
I guess I'll you know, go to each one of you. What would success look like for you, Simon?
Having some enjoyable games to watch. I mean, I have no sort of great ambitions of Champions League or Europe or, you know, because that ain't going to happen anytime soon, is it? But, just having enjoyable games to watch where you could go along and say, you know, we had a pretty good go at it, even if we didn't win necessarily, just have something that's exciting to watch and something that you can sort of, you know, put that little poster up to say, believe. And
so not standings related, vibes related.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Joel, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of is along the same vein, you know, if we're not just like, you know, promotion, you know, or whatever. Something at least maybe to build on, like, you know, seeing just maybe some more finishing, you know, maybe not seeing those late goals against that cost us wins or even cost us draws. You know, like, I don't know, maybe a couple set piece goals.
Come on. No.
Okay, now is that my go too far?
Yeah, that's too far.
Am I a dreamer?
We might.
I don't know, just seeing some things like that.
Arsenal.
Where it's like, oh, wow, we look like a football team. Like,
Arsenal. Okay.
I hope they keep.
Goals are goal.
Yeah.
So, I hope they keep up the great kickoff. Thing where the I would like to see that we finish the season in no man's land and that we can ride out Lytle's contract and then start over with somebody new. Because that actually is the plan. Nobody said it, but that's the plan.
Is it one more season for him on the contract?
Yeah, it's one more season.
So
okay, Rebecca, what do you think?
Well, I think I would like to see consistency, and then from that consistency, something like develop so that over like the 34 matches, you can see, okay, we had like a clear starting point and then something was built, developed, especially with like the pretty young squad and all the younger players. I think, I think that would be nice, especially compared to last season, which was just horribly inconsistent.
I agree. Like Simon said, I don't think it's that much about the standings anymore. Like, as long as we are not, you know, relegated, of course, but improvement and encouraging signs would be a success, quote unquote, I think. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Next question. Still no proper striker as of now. Is it the biggest? I'm sorry?
Blasphemy.
Let me finish. Is it the biggest question mark in this squad? Jan, you seem desperate to jump in, so do so.
I mean, we have Gröning, who never got a chance.
Yeah. Is it because of, honestly, and correct me if I'm wrong, I assumed it was because of injuries?
No.
Okay, so he was fit. He just never had a shot.
Scored a goal. Didn't play. Scored a goal. Didn't play. Schuler was injured at some point, right? In the beginning of the season?
I think so.
I believe he was, but not for too long. But
okay.
I could be wrong about that.
So did anyone ask Lytle about it? Or
I didn't watch much of that stuff. But somebody wrote that next season, the dynamic duo will be Gröning and Torsteinsson. Because they think they connected on one cross, four goal. I don't know.
I believe it was more than one, but also just like
vibes.
In the test matches, like quite a few good like situations and chances created like that. So the two of them could actually work pretty well. At least there are like hints to that.
Okay, Simon and or Joel. What do you think?
I forgot what the question was now.
Still no proper striker as of now.
Well, yeah.
Is it the biggest question mark?
Yeah, to win games, you've got to score goals, haven't you? Well, so, preferably more goals than the other team. But
although you could go 34 draws and probably stay up.
Let's not test that.
Yes,
that's not consistent with the vibe feeling I was saying about
the question
now,
is how many
really,
points.
You
know?
I mean, that would be an invincible season.
True.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Jan, sorry, you were going to say?
And the question is how many points Wolfsburg will get. And the more points they get, that changes all the outcome. I mean, it's also funny to say we want to finish mid-table in the Zweite Bundesliga because that doesn't exist, because it's always four points between relegation and
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, true. So it's going to be white knuckling the entire season. That sounds like fun already.
But I mean, we have some candidates who will go down. So I don't think Osnabrück will do much. Like
how far do we have to go down? Because I wouldn't mind seeing an 1860 match one day.
Oh, they...
how far do we need to drop?
Not possible. Not possible.
Yeah, wrong league.
Now.
They got relegated from...
Third Liga to the fourth league, and the fourth league is regionally split. So it's Vierte Liga Bayern, and we are Vierte Liga Northeast. Mm. So, unfortunately, not possible.
Promotion games.
We could be relegated and they could be promoted and we could meet in the Dritte Bundesliga. But let's not do that.
So,
Joel, you jinxed it. Thanks. almost a spit take.
But I have to say, we were in Munich last month and we were...
How long were you waiting to bring that up?
Hey, 26 minutes.
Have you washed the stink off yet?
Okay. You're such a hater.
Hey, that's Jan's favorite city. Don't.
And we lived like in the 1860 stadium was 5 minutes away from us.
Oh wow!
And because they're now trying to somehow get the club back from what's his name?
Ismalik,
exactly.
Something like that.
We were there. We were in Giesing, and there was the 1860 pubs. They did a special thing. It was called Mir halt zum or something like that. And they gave 60% of their, they had shirts printed and they had like special days and was really jammed. And they gave 60% of their proceeds to the club or the, what now is the club, because I think they can't even use their proper.
No. Yeah, they press can't right now. They're still like in fights, or I don't know if it's a fight, but like in discussion about that, because I believe they also did some weird thing where they like split the football, like Hertha does it too. Like we have the EV and the KGaA, but with them it's kind of the other way around. So their first men's team, I believe, now kind of is, if you compare it to Hertha, the EV, but all the rights to all the stuff like the logo and shit like that is with the KGaA. So that's kind of a weird thing that's going on there right now.
The thing is that 1860 had 56 points in the third league, but then the investor didn't pay a certain amount of money he was supposed to pay. Mm-hmm. And then they were like relegated at the, as we say, in the green table. I mean, 56 points was fourth or fifth.
Okay. Yeah. They were actually good. Pretty good in the table. Yeah.
But Jan, a few minutes ago, you mentioned their stadium. I thought they were playing, I guess maybe on special occasions, but like, didn't they play at the Allianz Arena?
Yeah, but then they went out of that because they didn't have enough money.
Okay.
But they were part owners of the Allianz Arena.
Once upon a time, yeah.
Jesus, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, but then their games were kind of, you know, they only had like 20,000. I'm not sure, but they had way less.
Probably even less because like, didn't they already have like a stint in the fourth tier? So I don't think that even brought in 20,000. Like, no offense to 1860 fans, but that would surprise me. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so Grünwalder Straße is way nicer.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the football romanticists.
All right.
Romantics like Joel.
Well, hopefully that's not our financial future either, right? I
mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You jinxed it again. Investors Jesus. Not paying.
You have to say it, Joel. You have to say it.
I don't know. It was just starting to sound a little familiar here, you know? Investors not paying up. You know, I'm like, uh-oh. Like,
whoop.
But there hasn't
been Hertha's music.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been any activity by detectives who are former Mossad. So.
Whoa.
And no drug dealers.
As far as we know, at least.
not going there.
I'm not in the know about some Mossad doings. So like.
All right. Okay, let's move on before we got, people kicking down our door.
before Steve stops listening.
Yes. Question four. Wolfsburg, St. Pauli, and Heidenheim got relegated. Cottbus and Osnabrück were promoted from the Dritte Bundesliga. Where will Hertha finish this season? Let's play numbers. Simon, what do you think?
Mid-table.
Be more specific.
Oh, I don't know. Eighth.
Okay. All right. Rebecca?
Yeah, I'd say like 11 to 7, something like that.
Be more specific.
Even more specific than that. That's crazy in that league. I'll pretend to be optimistic. I'll
be
say
more
seven.
More specific. Seven. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, Joel, what do you think?
I'll go with 10.
All right. Jan?
I'm checking Goal Impact, what they say. 6.76. Specific enough?
Okay, so rounded up to 7 then. Okay. I was going to say 10, so... All right, yeah.
I mean, even the three teams you named, obviously they were just in the top flight, so that's one thing. But I'm like those three teams, I'm like, oh God, they're so fucking good.
They're going to be in the race.
we're fucked.
We might be. Okay. so let's, go off track a little bit. Is there a decent chance that those three teams that got relegated are going to go right back up? Yeah.
I want Wolfsburg to fail so badly.
No, that would be good. I mean,
we all do.
I want that. Yeah. Yes. That's what I want. Yes.
But I think Wolfsburg have to, in the same way we had to in the last years, because they are spending like crazy and probably even more than us because Falvey is paying. So I think they have to. I also think that's probably realistic. St. Pauli, I guess, might be in the race. Heidenheim, I don't actually know. I don't necessarily think they are set to go back up even necessarily be in the fight for that. I could them imagining finishing somewhere in middle of the table as well. But that's based on vibes, mostly. Mm.
Do you want to know the market value of Wolfsburg?
It's ridiculously high.
We are somewhere in the 20 million. Uh-huh. Wolfsburg, as of today, is 169.15 million euros.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of cars.
Did you see the team picture with the car in the middle?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Oh, no. That's brutal.
That photo was... There's so much to say about that
photo.
Wait,
are we talking about the Saarbrücken team photo again?
No, the Wolfsburg. Mm. The Wolfsburg team photo, which is okay. in the straight middle center of the photo is a Volkswagen, because why would you put your team in the center of the picture if you can place your product you want to sell there? And
last time I checked, I haven't seen a VW playing striker yet. So, and that's not even their luxury model, I don't think. So why,
Maybe that's the one they're going to park in the goal?
Park the bus.
Yes, park the bus. Volkswagen made buses. I stole this from Mark. I stole this from Mark Schwitzky.
Well, nicely done.
But it's funny because that's the position where the goalkeepers usually sit in a team photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or maybe they're going to use a shitty old Westfalia van and, they're going to use that.
Yeah. I'll buy it then.
Who knows?
What? Okay. I don't know. I just hope they've opened King Tut's tomb with taking on Reza, and they're just cursed.
Well, Cottbus is now in the same division as Wolfsburg. So, you know, things might get a bit spicy.
He's a player who did that. Therese isn't at Cottbus anymore, I think.
She's in jail.
Yeah.
But even though the guy was.
Okay.
I forgot his name, but I think you're right. Yes.
He moved on, I believe. So no, like meeting at high noon
coward.
At center of the pitch or something like that.
What a coward.
He did MMA at the White House.
Wow, yeah, Jesus, you're on fire today, Jesus. All right, okay. Question 5. New faces, new roles. 4 squad spots reserved for academy kids. We mentioned that a few minutes ago. Who are you most looking forward to seeing this season? Joel?
Bobo.
Not
well,
yet,
I guess,
Jan.
I mean, I'd say the, well, not the young guns, but that dynamic duo there. Mm-hmm. Gunning and Thor something. Thorstensen.
Torshire.
Yeah.
It's a region in England.
Yeah. We call him Torsten.
What a whopper.
I'd like to see what they do in that their little dynamic duo. I don't know. I mean, if that's what we're going to put forward, then that's what I want to, you know, see and hopefully be excited about.
You want to see it and hope it works well.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's quite often the case you have something like that and it works quite well for a few games and then people see it and suss it out and shut it down.
They figure it out and then you have to adjust again.
Yeah.
Jan, what do you think?
It's like putting in a new picture, right?
I want to see D because I saw him at the semifinals under 19 2 years ago and then he got injured over the summer and he was pretty good. They lost to Dortmund on penalties. But they were really good.
Okay, so what's the name again?
Jelani Ndi.
Okay.
Ndi.
Okay.
He's Portuguese German, I guess. Oh. He's a winger. And I want to see... of course, Bobo. Free Bobo. And I think it's a very, very clever move by Görlich. To just say, hey, we have to have 4 guys on the squad because he knows that Lytle won't do shit for academy players, as we discussed in previous episodes.
Yes. And I don't know why you are whispering almost, but I'll try and fix that in post.
What?
Okay. Simon, what do you think?
I don't really know very much about the academy players coming up. I think I'll probably echo what Joel said, really, about the new dynamic duo. But it'd be quite nice if we had some, Torsteinsson is on one side, sort of, you know, zooming up, if there was somebody else on the other side doing a similar kind of thing. So if one of the academy players can pick up that role, then that would be pretty cool.
Yes. So, Rebecca, who are you looking forward to seeing this season?
This is less I'm looking forward to, I guess, more in I'm fascinated how it's going to turn out, which is the goalkeeper question, I guess, because Ernst is gone. And apparently from what Lytle now has said, for now, Gersbeck is the number one goaltender.
You don't sound too thrilled about that.
It is, no, the thing is, I don't know. Because, like, when he was with Hertha for his first stint, he was, like, really young and he played, like, I don't know if it was even a handful of games whenever, like, the number one goaltender was injured and there was this one match at Dortmund, which was kind of like his fire test where he was thrown in and he did pretty well. And after that, like, I guess everyone knew him, but he then also left for Karlsruhe. And in Karlsruhe, I think he was a really solid, steady, reliable Zweite Liga goalkeeper. But also like the 3 years he has been back now, 3 years I think, like, he didn't get to play with us. Like, he had those few games where he was, like, thrown in. He never really looked good in those. But, like, then again, playing, like, I don't know, 32 games a season or being thrown in for one are, like, completely different things. So it'll be fascinating to see if he can get back to that Karlsruhe level. Because if he can, I think he is, like, that's perfectly good as a number one in the Zweite Bundesliga. But if he can't, then it's also going to be interesting which one of the young guns, I guess, between Goller and Heide is going to take over. So it's less an I'm excited and more an I'm fascinated to see how that is going to play out.
And he wasn't thrown in games where everything was hunky-dory. He was thrown in when everything was shit.
Yes.
I forgot to put the gain on high. That was the problem. That's why I was so quiet.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can we start over? No.
Get gaining, man.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. Next question. Sixth one and last one, I guess. Okay. Free hit, weapons free. What, if any, is your hot take / bold prediction? Hertha or Zweite Bundesliga in general for this season? Rebecca, why don't we start with you?
Jesus,
you're shaking your head.
Like, making predictions feels basically impossible right now. Yeah. Like, and especially like hot takes while like hot but also still like makes sense and are in the realm of possibilities. So yeah. I mean, I guess I don't think we will be in danger of relegation, which to some people online is a hot take.
Fair.
So, but I don't necessarily think that's hot. But
okay, that's all right. Simon, what do you think?
Well, similar sort of story, really. I mean, there's so much new going on. It's a bit difficult to, you know, get a grasp of it and form any sort of solid opinions, really. A few games in, when you see how people sort of, you know, sort of gel together and, you know, how, you know, sort of, you know, individual players work with other individual players that are all new, it's pretty hard to make any sort of educated prediction. You know, you could make something up, but yeah, that's what you'd be doing.
Like World War III will interrupt the season or something?
Well, I mean, anything could happen. hopefully not that, hey?
No, hopefully not.
Yeah, you know, there's distractions.
I'm the one jinxing us. I'm the jinx? What the fuck?
When I jinx, I jinx. You know, I don't fuck around. So, Joel, what do you have as as for a hot take or lukewarm take, if needed? Yes.
A slightly tepid take.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's all the same, right? I don't know. It's tough because, like, it does feel like we've sort of been gutted, you know, from striker to keeper. Right? Like, so it's hard to say what we will do on the pitch. So I don't know, maybe the hottest of takes could be that we'll be such an unknown that no one will know what to do with us. And that's how we'll win some games.
Yeah, maybe that's a good point. Maybe the pressure will be off. And
yeah,
maybe they might surprise.
There could be a little honeymoon period where people are just sussing out what we're like. And if that's the case, we need to grab those points as quickly as we can, because we'll probably need them later.
Yes. For the inevitable collapse later on in the season.
That's Hertha thinking for you, that is.
Well, you know. Yeah, I got a few years of practice.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. We all have, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Jan, what do you think? What do you have?
Two lukewarm takes, 10 goals by Grönning, and a significant increase in set play
goals?
Scoring.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yes, I was about to chime in with that.
Because they were the worst team for the past two seasons.
Oh, I can't
yes. believe
I think
it. Two goals last season.
For the past two seasons, I knew that last season was bad, but I didn't know
We never were great at set pieces.
Well, no, yeah. Yeah, but like, you know, not that bad. But for that long, I didn't know.
With Tabakovic was a different thing because you could just put the ball somewhere in the box and you would somehow, you know.
Score, yeah.
Simon, you were going to say something?
In 2.1, there's some guys up behind that always, you know, if there was a corner, they would sort of shout out, Hecker. And then you're down below, you had to shout back that tour. And it just went on and on and on and nothing ever happened. The tour never appeared.
Well, so now you know what to do this season. Like, as soon as he starts one, you turn around and you slap the shit out of him to stop the jinx. You know,
you think right?
That's what you have to do. You know,
this season's mission.
Yes, exactly. this season's assignment. Yeah. Okay, so hot take. I'll maybe not quite a hot take, but I'll throw it back to you guys. I'll ask a likely / unlikely question. Lytle doesn't last the entire season. Likely,
unlikely? Likely.
Likely,
yeah.
Very likely.
Okay.
Very likely.
Oh, shit.
I'm here all week.
Yes.
go home.
Try the video. Yeah. So, yeah, you think he's going to get the chop somewhere, sometime this season?
I mean, I think if we were less broke, they would have just cut him.
Yes.
But now they just want to, first of all, they want to project continuity, and they don't want, like, at some point we had like 5 coaches on the on the payroll, remember? When
I was gonna say that.
Yeah. Okay, Klinsmann left, but then we had Nuri and Bruno, der schöne Bruno.
Jesus,
all those people.
God. Simon and Joel, Lytle, does he last the season, yes or no?
If they can hang on to him, just from the sort of financial perspective, they don't want to have to pay out for him. So they'll hold on as long as they can, I suspect. But if things go badly, then they probably haven't got an awful lot of choice in the matter. And we'll have to sort of let him go.
Yeah. Joel?
Yeah, my answer would be based on hope, in the sense that I hope not, in that I hope there's no reason to cut him early. Because I just feel like if we're getting rid of him early and how early, then it must be going that poorly for us.
And then I guess if they cut him loose, they will definitely go with someone who is already on the payroll. It's probably an assistant coach.
It'd have to be, right?
Well, yeah. The assistant coach that they brought in, I forgot his name.
Something very German.
Isn't it Schumacher?
Schumacher, I believe.
Yeah, I have Schumacher in mind, but I don't know
just
if it's the same.
Just don't let him go skiing, that's all.
Jesus.
Dark.
Come for the insights, stay for the tasteless jokes. That's our motto for this season.
You're welcome.
it was a good one. So absolutely nice. All right. So yeah, so that's the questions, I guess.
I'm still just rattled that we locked ourselves into him before, like, barely the season had ended, you know, because wasn't it Gorlish who was like, Lytle's our man, like, for next season, like, you know, and like, we had just got pumped in Bielefeld, like, 6-1 or whatever
I believe it was even before that.
Before, actually. Yeah, right? And they're just he's our man. And then, like, okay, like, what the fuck are we doing? Like,
time to stop trying.
But I think I have, like I guess serious is a big word, but like I think the reason why they might have kept him, apart from financial reasons, which like certainly mattered, is like I think, like, with all the changes they are making around the team and, like, yeah, how they are trying to more generally establish, like, a system or a style, I think it's more so, like, you don't necessarily need a great, amazing coach anymore who has, like, all those amazing ideas on his own. You just need someone who is, like, okay, like, I accept doing it, like, within, like, the boundaries of, like, that concept, that system. I accept that and I can do that. So, like, one of my theories is they also kept him on because he is, like, at a level of coach where he is fine with accepting that, mm-hmm, which, like, a better or greater coach might not be.
So no Guardiola to Hertha then?
I don't think so. No.
Oh shit!
I mean, he could finally prove that he can do it outside of, like, big clubs with big money. But hey,
yeah, you know,
the coach is called Andreas Schumacher.
Okay,
there may have been some element of keeping that because so much. There's been so many other changes within the team to keep a little bit of consistency with the same coach. Yeah, might also have been a little bit of a factor.
Yeah. I think they have, like, just generally be world changes. I think you can also see this with Benny Weber, like the what is he compared to Görlich? One is the Geschäftsführersport and the other is the sporting manager. I don't exactly know how you would translate their two job titles into English, but, like, with Benny Weber this offseason, I think you have seen a change that he is much less present in media. Görlich has taken over that role, and it feels like also that, like, responsibilities between them have somehow shifted, so that, like, they kind of reshaped Weber's role, and they knew they were going to do that, and, like, they believed, okay, in that reshaped role with now someone, like, above him who also, like, works in that department and, like, who makes decisions as well, like, he can be kept on. And I kind of feel like that might also be the case with Lytle in a way, as I said. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, like, actually fascinated to see how that plays out.
Make Lytle sound like an empty suit, you know? Makes me think of, like, a Band of Brothers. They call Lieutenant Dyke, you know, like, he's just there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's just an empty uniform, because, like, he's just not there.
Yeah, like, not 100%. I don't think so. But, like, maybe more so than the last seasons, simply by the fact that there now is, like, a framework which in he has to work. Mm. So that, I guess, that takes some of his possible decisions away from him if he has to work within the framework. But within that framework, I still very much believe he is, like, the head coach and he gets to make decisions. Mm. So,
okay.
Benny Weber, last summer he was MIA as well. And it fell to Lytle to give updates on the transfers, and the press conference was pretty shitty, and they brought in a new guy for planning the squad. I don't have the name, but they brought somebody in to take better care of that. I don't even know what's left to do for Weber, but well,
contract extensions, I suppose. So I guess Brekalo and
taking pictures.
Brekalo and Eichberger are his work, I would assume.
Bastian Huber from Hoffenheim is the new Kader planner. Interesting that Görlich came from Hoffenheim.
Mm.
Hey, if you know a guy who's good at his job.
Oh, like getting half of Frankfurt over to Berlin when,
well,
when Bobic came.
I mean, Hoffenheim isn't the biggest city or place, but I don't think one person is half of Hoffenheim. So
Close.
A little bit bigger than that, I would assume.
Yeah, the guy, what's his name, the owner, he's more like 90% of the club. Dietmar
Hopp.
Yes, yes, that's it. Yes. All right, so yeah, any final thoughts before the season starts or, you know?
Oh, shit, here we go again.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good...
GTA, San Andreas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Is it San Andreas or GTA 5?
Yeah, not San Andreas when he's in the the back alley and said, oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah, okay. Ah, shit, here we go
That's what they used for the... extension video for Deo with his dogs. Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, I remember that.
I wasn't sure if it was GTA 5 or San Andreas, but yes. Okay. All right.
5 doesn't have any compelling characters.
No, Trevor is really entertaining. He's an absolute psycho. So, you know, he is entertaining. I mean, I wouldn't want him on my team, but, you know, to shoot people with, sure.
I'm looking forward to the new characters for GTA 6.
Do we know about them?
It's a boy and a girl, some like the Bonnie and Clyde thing style. I don't know.
Okay.
So much to look forward to. Ted Lasso 4, GTA 6.
Doom 3, personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doom 3. Oh. That's the Herta season, is it?
Oh, shit. Yes. So that's it, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what are we going to talk about? The Tricots or?
Oh, you're right.
Yes, yes.
We have half an hour.
I don't need half an hour. Yes, that's true. I said that in the beginning that I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
No, it's all right. I kind of did as well. I really liked a lot of the jerseys from last year. Like, I loved our home jersey. I loved the purple goalkeeper jersey. I have both of those. I also liked like our retro special jersey. I liked the blue goalkeeper jersey. The white away jersey was fine. So last season, there were a lot of like good to great designs. I think this season it's more, all right. Like, the home jersey is a Hertha home jersey. I have like 3 of those in my closet. I'll probably in the next 15 years buy like 3 more of those. It's clean. It's traditional. I get why people like it. To me, it's just like also forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Then the away jersey, I really, really love the inspiration and the concept, but the adaptation just doesn't look good. Like, the inspo behind this is actually pretty cool because it's like inspired by Floodlight home games, and the idea was kind of you take home on the road with you, which
I didn't know that. Okay.
Wow.
I like that inspiration and like the concept of like doing, I don't know, the night sky in different shades of blues with like the floodlight coming through. It just doesn't look good in fabric.
Good idea, poor execution.
Yes, 100%.
On brand.
Kinda, yeah, unfortunately.
It looks like some sort of like Adobe, I don't know. Like, it doesn't, it's...
Yeah, it kind of looks like a warm-up jersey because they usually are like with some
crazy
wilder
pattern.
Kind of pattern, so it kind of gives that vibe. And then the like third jersey or alternate jersey or whatever, I really like the color. I think that's fresh. I think that's cool. I also like it. Think it's a mint green sport shirt, and I'm not going to pay €100 for that. Like, it's nice if, like, at the end of season sale or somewhere, I don't know, Christmas or something like that, I can get it for, like, 40 or 50 cents. Something like that. No euros. I might get that. That might be the one that I get. But I think in general, it's nice, but there's just not enough on it to pay 100 euros for
it. It's just a solid color. Like I like it. Like I like the color and stuff.
Yes.
And it's kind of cool, but like it almost feels like overly practical in the sense that like, oh, we need an alternate jersey that's, you know, and it's just like, okay, here. It's just one color and it's off color. Like, or, you know, like it's not white or blue, you know, like it's like, there it is. There's your alternate. Like it's like, oh, okay.
I don't like V-necks, so that's out for me.
I like that.
Not quite like
I like the color. I like that they changed the color of Sparda Bank, and I love that they moved the crest to the middle.
Yeah, although the middle crest thing, I think is a perfectly fine execution on the third jersey. I also have seen it done better in the last years a lot, because that is kind of like that's kind of an in thing to do, like in the last years.
But like the one thing why they kept the orange on only the home, which was a little like, I don't know, what the fuck? Get rid of the, if you're going to get rid of the orange on the away and alternate, like we don't need it on the home. Like I just think it'd still look a little better without that just orange stripe for no reason, especially no reason.
Probably a sponsor required it, I guess. I'm guessing.
And it's their first season as sponsor, so they might want to stick to their.
Yeah, I also have to admit I don't really mind it. I know it's kind of split, split in the middle about like the orange line on the home jerseys. I don't really mind it because it's not that much. And also, I think the contrast between the colors is actually quite nice.
I think I just would have preferred the consistency is more my issue with it, to be honest.
Like
if it's going to be on the home jersey, then it should have stayed on the away and alternate as well, is more my point. Because it's not on the away and the alternate, it means that it didn't necessarily have to be on the home. So it's like, I just
it wasn't that important. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Like, because it's, okay, so you only need the orange splash on half of our games.
Yeah. I mean,
even less than half, actually, if we use our alternate at any point. Like, anyway. Yeah.
And
like,
the more I look at the third kit, the less I like the crest in the center. I've always been a crest on the side person. But, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels a little stacked. Like, I don't know.
It's fine. It's a fine adaptation. But again, I have done it better in the last years, that logo in the center thing.
If I had to rank them, I would put the away last.
Yeah.
It looks like, I don't know, either the warm-up or something from Hoffenheim.
It looks like a Microsoft icon or something. There's something about it that just doesn't look like, it looks kind of.
That's my home screen at work.
Yeah. Like there's something very computery iconic about it. Like, I don't know. But I didn't know that story or the inspo about it. Yeah. I mean, that's actually really fucking cool.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, I guess leave it to us, our team, or I don't know. It's not really a team, but it's more of a Castor problem, right? I guess. But I mean, like, leave it to it for Herta, where it's just like, yeah, take this great idea and just
fuck it up.
Fumble the fuck out of it. You know? It's like, okay, like, incredible. But no, it's actually really shitty. So don't applaud, you know?
All right. So, yes, we can call this episode, I guess.
Okie dokie.
All good for you guys?
Yep. Yes.
All right. So we will reconvene after the first match, or after the first home match, maybe, or we'll see.
Depends on Simon's itinerary.
No pressure.
I don't have a festival for... a couple of weeks. So,
are you sure?
Yeah. I know exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. But do you have any
2 weeks tomorrow?
Do you have any home games planned?
Not until sort of quite late on. I've forgotten what the first one was. I think it might have been Furt I think is the first one that I can get to.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's just bad timing with all the games with other things that are sort of going on here.
Oh, that's sad.
A lot of it is sort of family kind of stuff, really, rather than sort of festivals. It's just rotten luck. It's luck of the draw.
We'll miss you at Magdeburg, then. That's sad.
Yeah, I think it's Furt, because Patrick, you were going to go to the Furt one, weren't you? Was that the plan?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it like mid-October
or
something?
It's in October sometime, rather.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's the only one that fits as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, Furt is in the site.
Yeah. We've got some friends coming over from England with us. Steve's.
Okay. Oh, nice.
He's Sheffield Wednesday supporter. So he understands the Hertha problems.
pain.
He was really, really buzzing about the last game he came to see. He was just like an excited 11-year-old almost. He was bouncing all the way. He absolutely loved it. So
which game was
always
it?
Nice.
Yeah, which game was it?
That we came to see.
Yeah, that they saw.
I can't remember. It was a 1-1 draw, I think. I remember that much.
Also, good game.
I think we conceded right near the end, as in a very Hertha-esque way. Because of course, it was the first time we'd been to a German football game. So for him to come along and see the Oskar doing their thing and what have you, it was he just really loved it, which is nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So, okay, we will talk about it off the air, but we will be back, listeners. No worries. So,
fear not.
Shout out to Steve.
Yes, shout out to Steve.
Steve contacted me after the Christopher Street Day attack and asked if I was fine, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Nice.
Yes. Classy Steve.
Mm-hmm.
New nickname, Classy Steve. Jan, go ahead. Yes.
One last question. Did Brian change his name yet?
I don't think so.
Because he was Selke for a couple of years and then changed it to Rese.
Mm-hmm.
So either he moved on to Wolfsburg nor Am.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We will keep our eyes open. So. All right. On this suspenseful note, until then, A-O-E. All right. Cheers. Enjoy the match. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Ed from Hertha North America. And apologies to Patrick. I only have my wireless headphones here with me in Dublin. So I apologize about the audio quality. So because I am in Dublin and I was wandering around the beautiful village of Malahide when this recorded, I was not able to be there to give you all of my beautiful and wonderful opinions and talk about, I don't know, probably more things that would keep the U.S. government from releasing the Hertha shirts that Jan mailed to me like a month and a half ago, and they're still sitting in customs. But anyway, so, okay, we sold Kenny Eichhorn, Fabian Lisa, and Jack Ernst. We got about €23 million out in one window. That is good. I think selling them is just the inevitability of us not going up. I think it's good that we got those numbers. Would have liked to have seen more for Kennett, especially given his potential, but it just is what it is with the release clause, and I look forward to seeing him do well. Fabi, yeah, sure, go. I think it's funny, though, that you have Cuisance going, you have Chalk going, and they both ended up in the Champions League. And our beautiful Fabian Reza ended up in the Zweite Bundesliga again. Okay, fourth season in the Zweite Bundi, what will look like success? I think it's just surviving. I don't think we really have any ambitions other than just surviving. I don't think we can expect anything other than being an average second division team. That's, what success looks like for me, just staying out of the relegation race. Having no proper striker probably is the biggest question mark. I am really curious to see what Niklas Hildebrandt can do. At least he was good for me in Football Manager, and I'm not able to regularly watch the boobies. So that will be my basis there. I hope to see Adewumi give a little bit of spark in midfield. He was pretty decent for Dundee last year. All right, so where do we finish this year? I think we will be 11th. So I will say we stay out of the relegation fight, but we're still in the bottom half of the table. And what am I most looking forward to seeing this season? I am really hoping to see more Bobo. I think he could be our next breakthrough player, and I really want him to do well. And for my bold take of the season, I will say that Josip Brekalo has a better season, more goal contributions than Fabian Dreza. Hahohe hetabese.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast. Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.